Victor County 911. What's the address of the emergency?
Yes, I have a 3-year-old who's not breathing.
What's the address, ma'am?
16097 North Waldrop Avenue, Gardendale.
And your phone number?
561-9489.
Okay, are you with him now?
Yes, I'm attempting CPR. He was playing outside on the playground. I'm not sure what happened.
Okay, not breathing at all?
He does not appear to be breathing at all. I cannot get any chest down for the test scope.
Okay, I'm getting him on the way. You know how to do CPR? Ma'am?
Ow, I'm sorry, what?
You do know how to do CPR?
Yes, I do know how to do CPR. I'm trying to do CPR on him at this point in time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to put you on speaker, okay?
Sure, that's fine. And when did this start, ma'am?
Just about a minute or so ago. I'm sorry, I was trying to get him to start breathing before I called.
No, that's fine. That is fine.
He does not appear to be breathing at all.
Okay, keep breathing for him.
I can get his chest to inflate, but he can't do it on his own.
Okay, I want you to do it. Just keep breathing for him, okay?
Okay.
Does he have a pulse at all?
I'm not feeling well, but I'm shaking so bad. I'm
okay. Take a deep breath. Take a deep breath, okay? You have his head tilted back and have his airway open?
Airway is open.
Okay, give him 2 breaths. Okay, feel for a pulse, okay? Do you feel a pulse at all?
I'm still not feeling a pulse.
Okay, I want you to do compressions, okay? Put one hand on his chest, right on the sternum, and push down 15 times, approximately 1/2 to 1 inch. When you do the 15 times, I want you to tell me.
Okay.
Okay, and give him 2 breaths. Is anybody there with you?
His airway's clear.
Okay, give him 2 breaths. And then give him, 15 more compressions.
Baby, I'm not hurting him. I've also got a 1-year-old.
Okay, is anybody else there with you?
No.
Okay. I want you to keep doing compressions and 2 breaths, and then compression and 2 breaths as long as you can, okay? You're doing a fine job. Just take a breath and relax. Is there anybody nearby we can call to help you while you wait on the EMS?
There is nobody.
Okay, you're doing fine. You're doing fine.
I'm sorry, he's autistic. He sounds injurious.
I'm sorry?
He's autistic.
I can understand you.
He's an autistic, self-injurious child who's on Risperdal.
Okay, now stop and check his breathing. Is he trying to take a breath?
No, he doesn't. His pupils are fixed and dilated.
Okay, keep going. 2 breaths, 15 compressions. Thank you. doing fine. Just keep doing it as long as you can, okay? I know it's tough, but you're doing a good job.
I just went inside to use the bathroom. That'll do it.
Okay, you're fine. You're fine. What is your name?
Natasha.
What is your name, ma'am?
Laura.
What is your name?
Laura.
Okay, Laura, you're doing fine. No hurry. Take your two slow, deep breaths. And your 15 compressions, a half to one inch deep. Okay, I want you to check his airway. Look in his airway. Is it still clear?
His airway appears to be clear.
Okay, check for a pulse. Where are you checking for a pulse at?
I was checking for a heartbeat with a stethoscope.
Okay, do you hear anything?
I don't hear anything.
Okay, keep going then. You're doing fine. Okay, just wipe it off his face and keep going. You're doing a wonderful job.
His belly's distending.
You're fine. Next time you give him a breath, I want you to tilt his head back even further, okay? You're doing good. You're doing good. When you give him a breath, tilt his head as far back as you can, okay? When you get, when you need a quick break, check for pulse and check his airway again. Are you in the medical field?
No, I'm just...
Okay.
I was a teacher.
Okay, well, you're doing good.
He's just making crunchy noises.
That's fine. Keep going.
Where are they?
They're coming. They're driving as fast as they can, I promise, because they're getting everything I'm telling you. Just take them a little bit to get out there, okay? But they're coming. Like I say, when you need to take a break, check his airway, check for a pulse, okay?
Chris, baby, Mama's trying to help.
Are you getting anything from him?
I can't tell.
Okay.
I don't know if he's tearing anything because I'm putting it in there.
Is he trying to breathe at all?
No.
Okay. And you can't hear anything with your stethoscope?
No.
Okay, keep going. You're doing good. Thank you. listen. Call SO, see if they've got anybody closer and rescue. I ain't gonna run hot out there to help this lady. Does he have any kind of medical problems, Laura?
He's autistic. He was just put on Risperdal.
Okay. He's not a diabetic or anything?
Self-injurious.
Okay, he's not a diabetic, anything like that?
That we know of.
Okay. Keep going. You're doing good. I've got EMS on the way, and I've got the sheriff's department on the way. We'll see who can get there first to help you out, okay?
Please.
They're on the way. We're getting there as quick as we can, I promise. If you have to, turn his head to the side. If you have to, turn his head to the side and clear his mouth out and clear his nose out, okay? Deputy that are pretty close. They're going to run hot and help you with him, okay? They're going to be a little closer to EMS, I think, but they're going to help you out.
I'll unlock the door.
Laura, take a deep breath and keep going, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You're doing really good. Just keep going. Somebody should be there any minute to help you out. Are you doing okay?
No. I need help.
Okay, you're doing good. Take a deep breath. You're doing good. Like I say, when you need to take a break, check for pulse, check his airway, and get you, let you catch your breath a second.
He started tricolors.
You're good. Okay, that's fine. Just keep going. Is his airway still clear?
His airway's still clear.
Okay, check for the pulse. Catch your breath.
I think I got a heartbeat.
Can you hear it?
It's really faint.
Okay, do you know how to feel for a carotid pulse? Laura, do you know how to feel for the pulse on his neck?
I'm trying.
It should be right next to his windpipe, about the middle of the neck.
I'm not doing anything.
Okay, keep going then. If he's got a little bit of a heart rate, then that's better than that, but keep, just help him out. Just keep going. Is your house pretty easy to find from the road, Laura?
No, it's just a long Caliche. All my addresses is a long Caliche driveway.
It's on a long Caliche driveway? What color is your house?
It's just a beige brick. It's set real far back in the road. There's two horses in the pasture and an oil well.
There's an oil well in front of it? It's a beige brick?
Yeah.
Oil well's in the front, beige brick house. Any vehicles out front?
Yeah, there's a red car and an old blue truck.
A red vehicle and an old blue truck, okay. Just keep going, okay? You're doing a wonderful job, Laura. Nobody could do any better.
He's starting to smell like he's pooping himself.
That's fine. That happens. Keep going. You're doing good.
Chris, stay in the house, baby.
7-7-4th Republic
You're doing good.
It's off of Gold. It's right where Goldenrod, in my driveway, it's right where Goldenrod and West County Road 30 meet, if that helps.
Goldenrod and West County Road 30?
Yes.
Okay.
Right where they meet, right at the very, at the county line.
They're coming. They're coming. Just keep going. You're doing good. Like I said, you're doing a good job. Nobody can do any better. Sounds like somebody might be pulling up. Go ahead, Laura. Let them take over, okay? Laura, go ahead. Laura, you might have to get up and put the dogs up, okay? Thank you.
I didn't feel a pulse. Can I just come up and let's go?
Yeah.
Okay.
Pick him up, let's go.
Let's go. We just need to get out of here.
Yes.
I'm giving the breath, go.
Yeah. Did you start CPR or anything?
Yes.
How old is he?
Three.
What's his name?